Been looking forward to doing this one. It's been a while. It's
probably been 2.5 weeks, actually, since the last episode.
Lots has happened. Lots indeed. And in fact, I tried to do an episode before now. I tried a couple of times, but I've either not had enough time, because I'm trying to do, I wanted to do this episode with Ben. I tried to get Ben on. I really wanted to do this episode and make it more of a role-playing episode, now that you know Ben. We've had a chat about his past and how we know each other. We've done all the intro stuff, so I wanted to get right into it, deep into it, if you will, and have a talk about rollerblading. Unfortunately, Ben couldn't join me, so I've just decided to go in for it and just talk about rollerblading all on my own. I'm sure Ben will listen to this in about 20 minutes of it being uploaded, even though he's at work. And then hopefully, all going well, my plan will be to record another one with him, and maybe he can come on and share his opinions of the same topics that I cover off here. I know he'll have plenty of different opinions to me, although we have similar tastes. I think we have sometimes we can have very opposing tastes when it comes to rollerblading. That's a good thing. Right, so first off, I have been doing a ridiculous amount of rollerblading in the last 2 weeks. I've actually been forcing myself to rollerblade, even when I've just been sitting at home or after work, and I get off work and I'm a bit tired, or I'm sitting at the weekend, I've just been doing something, and then it comes to the afternoon and I don't really feel like a rollerblade, but I have forced myself to rollerblade. So in the last 2 weeks, a lot has happened in my rollerblading life. I have purchased a new set of rollerblades, and I have been consciously doing less aggressive skating. I'm still being progressing, but without the aggression. So I've still been pushing myself to skate harder, but I've been having a lot more fun in the last 2 weeks than I had previously. The new set of skates I bought, rollerblades. I'm holding them here. They're actually the very first pair of rollerblades that I've had that are made by the rollerblade company. So I can actually call them rollerblades. That's what they are. We'll get into how I got these ones. I'll tell you about the purchase. But just briefly, they're the model called Rollerblade Fusions. They've got an 84mm wheel, and they've got quite a long frame. I think the frame will actually take a 90mm wheel, but I tried on various types of big wheel skates down in the shop, and this was the one that felt the best. So they're 84mm Rollerblade Fusions. They're what's called a freestyle or an urban skate. So they don't come with grind plates. They're an aggressive style boot, but they don't have grind plates because they're not really meant for aggressive skating. They're meant for cruising around at high speed through the streets and popping some airs sometimes, jumping some gaps, and maybe the odd stall. And they're really designed to be a skate that makes the actual act of rolling around super fun. I think this is the way rollerblading has to go. It has to get back to this freestyle. And it's stupid how I'm so copying mushroom blading right now, but it is stupid how rollerblading is split up into fitness, recreational skating, slalom, and then aggressive. So I've been listening to the mushroom blading skaters a lot, and they've really helped shape my current opinions. One of the reasons why I guess I keep stopping skating aggressively is because I hurt myself. It's really sore to fall over all the time. And the only way to get good at aggressive skating is to keep pushing yourself. So you will take falls. If you haven't fallen over in a session, you haven't been pushing yourself in aggressive skating. But with these new skates, I've been skating I've already rotated the wheels twice. And I do that about every third skate. Twice. So I'm up to at least 6 skates. Probably more, actually. I think I'm up to 7 skates in the last week and a half. And it's been all week. I'm not on holidays or anything. So I've been skating after work and I've been skating on the weekend. And in that whole time, I've probably fallen over twice in 7 skates. And I haven't fallen over to the point where I've hurt myself. I haven't fallen and hurt my wrist and thought skating sucks and I don't want to do it anymore. I just really haven't fallen over. I've just taken tiny spill. And for that, I have been enjoying myself a whole lot more. I think the last 2 weeks of skating I've done have been some of the most enjoyable sessions I've ever had on a rollerblade. That's a big call. And it's probably not true because, now that I've said it, it's not true because when in high school we were playing hockey, they were probably the funnest sessions, playing hockey on the concrete tennis court at Ben's place. But in my adult skating career, they're some of the funnest skates I've had. I've been skating down the street, not even at the park. I haven't been doing grinds. I think I did one grind just on the sole plate. Did a single grind on a ledge and I landed it and it felt really cool, but that wasn't what the sessions were about. They weren't about aggressive skating. It was just about feeling good in the movements. So I've learnt all my crisscrossing leg turnaround moves again. I just spent ages skating forwards and then skating backwards, turning on the inside of a skate, turning with the weight on the outside of skate, crossing legs, kneeling down, backwards, kneeling down, toe rolls, heel rolls, heel toe rolls, one skate forward, one skate back, turns, just legging up on stuff. So if there's a bench, I'll just step up onto the bench, roll on the bench and roll off. 180 up, 180 down from benches, 360s up and down. I'm feeling like I will be able to do a 540 now with these skates, not with my aggressive skates, but not yet, but I'll get there pretty soon, I reckon. So these skates have really changed the way I'm skating, and I just feel so much better for it. I don't feel like I have to hurt myself to progress, and I feel like I look cooler. That's a little thing, but it does feel that way. And I just feel it's a whole lot of fun. I'm not thinking about what I have to land. I'm not thinking about tricks I have to land to be accomplished in a session. I'm just skating around, and that is the accomplishment. So I totally get what the mushroom blading fellows are on about when they're talking about all this kind of stuff, like stop skating aggressively, in inverted commas, and just skate. I get it, and that's where I'm going. I'm not going to call myself an urban skater. I'm not calling myself a freestyle skater. I guess I call myself a skater. I'll call myself a rollerblader. That's what I call myself. Just today I couldn't help myself after that whole long talk. Guess what I've done? I've bought sole plates to put on my freestyle blades. So I want more out of these skates. I want to be able to do sole grinds comfortably. But I don't want to have to soul grind. I don't want aggressive skates that limit me to just grinding. I've got these freestyle skates that I can skate around and just enjoy the movement. And I can also successfully do good grinds, because I only really ever soul grind anyway. And at high speed, a soul grind is really the grind that's going to give you the highest percentage landing the trick and feel the best, because you don't have to go sideways, you just straight up in the same direction where you go. So I'm hoping these sole plates will improve my skating even more. Now, in complete contradiction again of the whole 10 minutes of this podcast, I just, not 10 minutes ago, finished skating my practice ledge rail on my driveway in my pair of rims. And I just did aggressive skating. I just practiced all my grinds. I did all sorts. I can now quite comfortably acid sole, frontside and backside Royale. I can fakie sole, I can porn star, I can mitsu, I can front backside, and then I can also topside training wheel along the ledge, both feet, front and toe and heel wheel. I'm really liking that trick at the moment. It just looks really cool, and it's really easy. It's so much easier than a soul grind. I can stall wise, I can top sole both feet, both ways, fake switch and normal. So just assume switch and all. I can stalls, I can top sole, kind grind, porn star, both ways, Royale. I tried a unity but fell over. I can stall most nameable grinds now. And it's only a matter of time until I can therefore start sliding them. I just got a message from my wife saying she'll be late, so that's good in a way. Not she'll be late, but I'll have more time to do this podcast. Okay, so yes, I had a mad aggressive session in my Rams with my old liners. They felt, the skates themselves felt, they felt old. They felt tired. They're really floppy. But I had a really fun time. So to bring the two contradictions together, this freestyle, in inverted commas, skating has been the skating that I've been really enjoying in the last 2 weeks, but it's improved my aggressive skating. And in future, where I see myself going as a rollerblader is just to do everything that I can comfortably and not worry about progression. I don't think I'm not going to worry about progression. I'm not going to try so hard to land a 180 sole or a sole to 180 off. I'm just going to do it if I can do it. I'm going to skate the park. I might even buy a new pair of rims. Get the new True Balance rims because they look sick. To replace these old floppy rims. But I'm not going to put so much emphasis on the aggressive bit. I'm just going to swap naturally between freestyle and aggressive skating and just enjoy the act of skating. Just enjoy it and not worry that I'm not a good aggressive skater or that I shouldn't have stopped skating because now I don't have the skills I could have had or anything like that, because watching all these true aggressive films, like what I'm calling true aggressive films, and I know I'm ripping off mushroom blading talking about this, but charging and what is it, Dag Days, Ben showed me the other day, and Dag Days in particular. I just watched them and went, this doesn't excite me as much as it did a month ago. I've actually been enjoying the videos made by Seba and by Rollerblade, the urban freestyle videos. There really is, there's next to no difficult tricks in these videos. It's just dudes skating around the street, holding onto the back of a car, doing a macchio down a ledge, just skating around, doing a 180, jumping a handrail, just stuff that I can do. And it's edited to look like an aggressive video sometimes, which I don't think they have to do that. They should make their own style of video. They sort of are, in a way. In one breath I said something, in another breath I said something else, but the long and the short of it is I'm not going to define myself as a certain type of skater anymore. I'm going to happily not skate aggressive or happily try an aggressive trick, and that's that. And I'm going to still try and get excited about aggressive videos. And I'm I've been enjoying slalom videos. I bought some cones. I'm going to try some cone skating. I'm just going to get out there and rollerblade. All different types. And I'm not going to call myself a cone skater or an aggressive skater or a freestyle skater. or anything. I just enjoy rollerblading. That's it. Enjoy rollerblading. Right. So, I now want to talk you through, I'll get a bit more specific with all my skating stuff. So, okay. I was watching heaps of Seba videos and thinking, wow, Seba skates look really good. And I was all psyched up to buy some Seba skates. And I was listening to Mushroom Blading and they ride Seba freestyle aggressives. And they're doing the same sort of thing, like they're blurring the lines between freestyle and aggressive. So I'm copying them, in other words. I'm not doing anything original in just enjoying skating, but... So watching all them, enjoying their videos, really getting into Seba skates, really had my heart set on getting some because I wanted to do some more just freestyle skating. I wanted some big wheel skates that also had sole plates, and that is the only freestyle skate you can buy with a sole plate is the Seba FRA. So I went down to Sydney to buy a pair of them. Had my heart set on them with the yellow cuffs, 80mm wheels, because that's what Mushroom Blading said was the best. And all the aggressive shops that now are doing power blading, they're all about the 80mm or the 76mm wheel. Went down the shop, tried them on. First thing, couldn't get the buckles done up. Stupid design for a top buckle. Really nice actual buckle, really well made, but it's not easy to tighten. It's really difficult to tighten up. The ankle strap, really good idea, but the buckle was really small and looked like it would break in about one. If you fell over, it'd break. And the actual boot felt really wide. For the right size, felt really wide, and even though the skate looked amazing and I was still really excited by it, instantly I knew when I put it on, before the bloke had even gone into his salesman pitch, which I'll tell you about in a sec, I knew that I wasn't as happy with these skates as I'd worked them up to be in my mind. I knew they weren't the skates that I had been dreaming about. So I stood up on them, I had a bit of a skate, and the 80mm wheel setup felt really unstable. Forward and backwards, side to side was fine, but forwards and backwards, it felt like I would fall over on my bum in a second. It was a really short frame, and I know Joey really loves short frames, but I don't. I want to be stable, particularly on the heel. I hate heel lift and I hate instability on the heel. Anyway, so then I said to this bloke, look, they don't feel great. I think they're a bit big. And I don't like the size of the frame. I think it's a bit unstable. And he goes, yeah, we don't have any other sizes, but I really think you're looking at the wrong skate anyway. I think you should get the Rollerblade Fusion. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. This is the second time, it's the third time I've actually bought skates from this shop, but the second time as an adult, and the second time that I've gone down there with a skate to buy in mind, and they've talked me out of it into something else. I didn't want that to happen again, but I had an open mind and said, okay, why do I want Rollerblade Fusions? He said, oh, well, I skate Fusions. I've stopped doing aggressive skating now. I'm just doing power blading, he called it. He didn't say freestyle. It's power blading, which the strict definitions of power blading is a bit different to freestyle. A power blade is an aggressive skate with big wheels, and the actual frame is still set up to do all your different grinds, including front sides with big wheels. Whereas a freestyle skate doesn't necessarily have to be able to grind. It's more for just the experience of skating. Power blading, it's like all the aggressive companies are making a freestyle skate. So it still looks like it. They even use exactly the same boots, and it's freestyle skating for the aggressive skater rather than its own thing. Anyway, so yeah, he goes, yeah, I ride Fusions, but I've got last year's model. I've got 90mm wheels. And he goes, yeah, it's a much better skate. His biggest selling point was that it was a UFS skate, universal frame system, so you can swap out the frame and you can put on a grinding frame if you really wanted and blah, blah, blah. So I sort of turned off at that point because I didn't even want to do that. I went there in mind to get a skate that wasn't all about grinding. It was about skating and maybe had the capability to grind. The roll blade actually did have a tiny sole plate on it, but having ground with it once, it's really not a good plate. That's why I went and bought these big plates for them. When I found out that it actually was an aggressive boot, so in a way it's sort of a power blade setup. But anyway, he goes, yeah, you want Fusions, they're so much better, the UFS, the buckles are better, they're just the skates you want. So I tried them on, and I knew straight away that they were a better skate. It just hugged my foot perfectly. It felt really good, but in feeling really good, and it had the 84mm wheel setup as opposed to the 80mm wheel setup. So the Seba FRA 80mm, just going to look up the frame length. That's got a frame length of 243 mils. 243 mil frame length plus 80 mil wheels. Whereas the Rollerblade Fusion, they're both aluminium frames. The Seba's not a UFS. It's its own, which Joey McGarry says is a better setup. The Rollerblade Fusion aluminium frame length is 255. So it's a longer frame by a centimeter and a little bit. Oh, hang on. Ooh, and for my foot length, it's actually got a longer frame again, I think. I measure it. It says here on this website that it's 273. Just got the ruler out. Yep, hang on. Yep, my frame length is 273, so I could put 90mm wheels on mine if I really wanted. So there you go, even more versatility right there. But as soon as I stood up on the 84mm Fusions, the rear wheel was in the right spot. It was perfectly stable, but enough that I could still turn. It just felt like the dream skate straight away, which really annoyed me because I still had my heart set on the Sebas. And to look at a Rollerblade Fusion, it looks cheaper. It doesn't look like a skate that's as good as the Seba. You can't interchange the cuff, and it's got a Velcro strap at the top. It
looks like a cheap escape, but it felt so much better. And actually, annoyingly, the ankle buckle felt better on the roll blade. It's a bit more sturdy, and it's got a better ratchet. The Seba's got a ratchet too, but it was really flimsy, and that's what really worried me about it. Whereas this one was a lot more sturdier. So I tried it on, and everything about the skate was good in feeling. It felt amazing, which really annoyed me, because it looked crap. And the colours were crap. It was this just a black boot with black wheels, and then red stickers. So then I was like, oh, all right, well, can I try on some other skates? Like, can I try on something with a 90 mil wheel to see if I like that? And the salesman goes, yeah, try mine. I ride a roller blade Fusion with 90 mils. So I tried them on, and that was too long. It felt too long straight up. I couldn't do heel rolls on them. So then I was like, all right, well, also I don't like the fact that the rollerblade doesn't have a sole plate. It was $370 and the Seba was $410. And if you want the model with the sole plate, it's $450. So it's almost another $100 as well on the rollerblade. So I said, look, I've got to think about it. Because my original plan was to go there and try it on and then buy the Seba with the grind plate, which I knew this shop didn't sell, from Melbourne online. So then I walked out and I was like, okay, why am I buying new rollerblades? I'm not buying new rollerblades to get in on the Seba brand, even though I think it's a really cool brand. I've been really liking these videos. I'm not doing it so that I can say that I skate a Seba FRA like the mushroom blading dudes do. I'm buying a new skate so that I can do less aggressive tricks and enjoy skating more. So I went back in and I bought the roller blades just on pure feeling. They felt better. And I knew that they would make my skating more fun because they just felt like they belonged on my foot straight away. And I saved myself some money. And then with that money, I went and I found out that it's the same aggressive boot that Rollerblade uses for their aggressive solo skate. So I bought a solo sole plate and I put that on. So now I've got a skate that is effectively a Seba FRA. It's got a sole plate and it's got aluminium frame, but it's also UFS and the buckle's better and it's got a slightly bigger wheel. You can get a Seba with 84s, but Skate HQ didn't sell it. I've got my dream skate now, basically. And I even put my Juggernaut liners, which I bought from my REMs, but turned out to be too small. I put them in the roller blades, and because the shell is slightly bigger and it's got more space at the heel, it fits perfectly and just hugs my foot. So yes, these skates are incredibly comfy, and I've been really enjoying them. So I'll run you through the jugs. So when I was a couple of weeks ago, I bought some jug liners for my Rams. Jugs of this company, Juggernauts, that make liners that you can put in on the skates. That are way more comfy. They've got so much thicker foam and they're heaps more comfy than the stock liners. I think they're designed to go into razors, but they'll also go into Velos. And some people said Rems, yes, but other reviews said no to Rems because they were too thick and that you should get a half a size down. Anyway, so I emailed the shop and I said, I want some nicer liners for my Rems to make them comfy because the current ones are all stretched out. And I'm a size 11 foot.
So I said, yeah, get size 11 jugs, they'll fit, they'll be fine. So I ordered them. Week later, they hadn't arrived, so I called the shop up, and they're like, oh, yeah, no, sorry, we emailed you, but didn't get through. Yeah, we're out of size 11, so you can either get a 10 and a half or an 11 in a different model of the jug. So I talked to them and I said, look, I've got a bit of space in my rems anyway. Like, I think they're slightly too long, so maybe I would be better in a 10 and a half anyway. And he said, yeah, you definitely would be. So I got the 10 and a half jugs and I put them in my rims and I screwed the heel into the frame so I wouldn't get any heel lift, which the guy at the skate shop recommended. And then I put my foot in and my foot was so cramped. I skated the rims with the smaller liners for probably a month, because I knew there's always a wearing period, but I just never got out of that wearing period, so I couldn't do it. Anyway, I put the jugs in the rollerblade frame, and they're amazing. My foot still touches on, because they're so small, my toe touches at the front, but there's no plastic on the other side pushing it, so it's got neoprene which stretches, and my toe just sits in there and stretches it out perfectly. So it all worked in the end, which is amazing. And actually what I ended up doing was getting my old liner from Big W Skates and cutting the heel and the toe off them and sticking it on the front and the back of the jugs. So that sits in between, that extra foam sits in between the rollerblade frame and the jug liner and basically makes the heel padding and the toe padding twice as thick. So it's just now an incredible custom setup that I've got for myself. Not to brag, but I'm really lucky, I think, because it just ended up working out so well and making my skating so much more comfy. So I'm really pleased with them. I've just got to quickly... I'm going to put some socks on, my feet are getting cold. I've got a fair bit more to talk about. So I'll just chuck on a quick song while I go put some socks on. This is, I got a new album. It's Battleships and being played on Triple J. They're actually unearthed by them. I've been listening to them. Oh, it sounds so hipster. Before they were unearthed. Anyway, they're a really good band. Here's a song by them. I'll put it on and get some socks on. I'll be back in a sec to keep talking. I've got a lot more to say about rollerblades. guitarist plays a Tele Deluxe, which is a really nice guitar. I'm going to turn Sylvia on because I'll probably have a nice coffee too. Back in a sec. Do you like that song? I do. I like it.
It's a pretty good song.
Okay. So, guess what has also changed in my life with regard to rollerblading? Get ready for this. After chiding Benjamin in the ep we did with each other. In the last, since I got my new skates, actually one session before I got my new skates, since then, I haven't been wearing my knee pads or my elbow pads. And sometimes not even my helmet. I haven't been falling over either because I haven't been pushing myself, and if I skate park, I'll definitely still gonna wear all my pads and my helmet. But for just freestyle skating, like down the foreshore or something, I'm not wearing my knee pads. I'm not wearing my elbow pads, and I don't intend to. It's a bit more risky. You're going faster, and if I was to fall over, it might hurt. But just the feeling of skating that fast without the hindrance of the pads and the extra heat and the sweat getting trapped in the helmet, it makes it all worth the risk. I'm not doing any tricks, I'm only skating, well, I'm doing like 360s and whatnot, but I'm not doing any big tricks that I know I can't land or might take a couple of goes to land, so I've been really enjoying that. But I still stand by my rebuke of Ben, because back in the day when we were trying to push ourselves, there was a lot more falling over going on. I think if he had worn pads and pushed himself, he'd be a lot better, in inverted commas, than he got. I truly think he could have got to the point of where he is now with all these grinds a lot sooner. He did also have aggressive skates for ages, but that's a different thing. Yeah, so the other night I was skating the foreshore and a pair of skateboarders were there and no one else around. And I was just skating along the pavement, and they were really nice to me. They called out, "Whoa, I'm so jealous of you, dude. So jealous." Oh, that's nice. Why is that? "Oh, because it's just, you can go so much faster on them." Oh, cool. That was nice. It was nice not to be called gay or sworn at or laughed at for rollerblading. It has happened down in the same spot since then and different session, but anyway, I'll live with it. I've actually just put a new label on my skates. I don't, it's gonna fall off, but I want to get it on there somehow. I might stick it on permanently with some glue, but one boot says, yeah, I'm, and the other boot says, rollerblading. Yeah, I'm rollerblading. Yeah. Yeah, I'm rollerblading. Yeah, I am. I'm rollerblading. Just rollerblading jokes. It's a bit of rollerblading gear right there for you. Bit of gear. I had a really good street session yesterday in my Fusions. Skated all around the streets and I went down into this floodway thing that had big walls. I practiced some wall rides and I found a car park that had a drain bit that meant the concrete was warped into this little ramp, and it looked like a ramp that ramped up over the gutter, over some grass and a footpath and some more grass in the road. So there's probably about a meter and a half gap. And I hit it and I made it first time, which is really nice. And I'm thinking that when I get to the point of doing 540s, I'm still hopeful I'm going to get there, that I can 540 air this gap and feel like a real rollerblader. I'm not going to stress over it, but if I eventually get to that point, I might even film a 540 over that gap, and then that'll be cool. But that's not going to mean I'm accomplished, and I'm not going to be unaccomplished until I get there. It's just a little goal I'm going to work towards. So that would be cool. Rollerblading. RB-ing. Blading. You should definitely watch Imagine Blade Shun. I watched that with Ben the other night. Watch it. It's really good. Todd McInerney, he stands out as obviously not someone who's worked on aggressive stuff for ages and just done his own thing. And his is the best section by far. It's a really cool section. Obligatory film reference. I think it's funny how now it's got to that point where we are so self-aware that if somebody says something that another person can just point out what they've said belongs to a certain category or cliche, and that in itself, pointing out that thing, is funny. The next step will be, okay, so two people, for example, Ben and I went to watch The National and they were joking up on stage and someone chucks out the heckle, comedic banter, which we thought was hilarious at the time, but just that kind of thing. Or down the pub at trivia the other night, the trivia guy was talking and he was saying something about having answered, like having used the bonus rounds, and he goes, so some teams have already shot their bolt, i.e. they've already used their bonus rounds. And someone else calls back, what do you mean exactly? And I called out, crossbow reference, to mad applause, to loud applause. Everybody really thought that was funny. But now we should really be at the stage where if somebody says, comedic banter, or somebody says, crossbow reference, there needs to be the next level, so someone else can call out something like like This is not what it should be, but for example, you could go
characterizing the...
I don't know. I'll work on that. I'm gonna make a nice coffee. I'll think about while I'm doing that. Hopefully I think of a good one, because I'm gonna use it next time. I'll think about it. In the meantime, perhaps another song. Perhaps another song. This is an old song, but it's really funny. I like it. I reference this song a lot.
Song reference?
It's by the Sleepy Jackson. It's called I Understand What You Want, But I Just Don't Agree. It's very funny. Oh, there'll be coffee noises, but you can deal. I've got it. Sorry, I just turned the grinder off. Okay, this is it. What do you mean? I'll just paint the picture for you with words. What do you mean, shot your bolt already?
Crossbow reference.
And then the next person says,
identifying the cliche.
That's not as good as I originally thought. identifying the cliche. Doesn't really work either for the crossbow reference one. But might work for the comedic banter one. But I thought of an even better one. Okay, so they're telling jokes. Someone heckles...
comedic banter?
And then the next person heckles them by saying...
pointing out the constructed actions for
I don't know. I can't take it that next level. This is what I mean, that it's going to take some time to get there. I haven't finished making my coffee. I've got to clean the machine. So enjoy this song. It's called Cold Days from the Birdhouse. Scottish band, The Twilight Sad. They're really loud, but enjoy it. One of their softer songs too. Listeners, so now we're at minus 3 listeners. Topic of discussion now. I want to keep going. My wife's not home yet. She should be home soon, but this is the moment where I sent Ren. That last bit will sound funny. I accidentally said Ben's full name, so I had to censor myself. As I was saying, this shouting out to Ben now, because I just sent a message saying I was recording a podcast, and he said, "Are you chatting? And you chatting to me?" Shout out to Ben. So Yeah, that's the shout out. That was really lame. Part of this whole thing, so I'm just gonna turn the volume up and then I'll come back and try again. And I'm back. Yeah, so I'm gonna change the topic of discussion to coffee roasting. Interestingly, because yesterday I went around to a friend's house and we roasted approximately 200 grams of PNG Peabody in a popcorn maker. That's apparently all the rage at the moment. I really have no knowledge as to what we're doing. I don't have any concept of how to roast beans. So really that was our first attempt, and I was just going along to support my friend who has got a couple other friends who do it in popcorn roasters, and they think they're getting some good results. So I went along to check it out and see if it was any good. If anything, what I got out of the whole thing, whole afternoon, was just excitement. It was really fun, actually, to see the beans roast. It didn't take long, it only took like 7 minutes. I think, well, the one thing that they were saying, because Matt is my friend, he got his friend to come around who does it, to help him out with it. And apparently in the commercial roasters it's meant to take like 15 minutes to fully roast the bean, and we're doing about 7, so obviously there might be a lot of other problems there, but it was fun. It made me want to roast beans, so now I'm going to get on the net like everyone else and do a bit of research and see if I can't figure out some way to roast beans satisfactorily. My biggest issue with it is, and why I haven't tried before, because I have thought about it before. My uncle's got a roaster from Coffee Snobs. I have known about home roasting for a while, but what's been holding me back into getting into it is really, I'm afraid that there's an awful lot of effort to go to get gross beans, basically. I am a bit skeptical, and I'm afraid that the end product is not going to be up to scratch as to what you can get from a commercial roaster like Campos or Gridlock or something. But having seen it yesterday, even just on this small scale with a popcorn machine, it was very interesting, it was fun, and it's going to be a lot to play around with. And if we can get an end product that's even half drinkable, I think it's going to be fun just from that point of view. But I'm a little bit more, having seen the final product, even from Popcorn Maker, I'm a bit more optimistic that the end product could be quite drinkable, in fact. So I'm reconsidering getting a roaster. I'm going to put it on my list of things to get eventually. My next major purchase will be a grinder. Said that before. I'm going to get a compact K3 push. I'm probably going to get that in the next 3 weeks. But then following that, I'm going to start a little bit of a roasting thing with Matt. If we can get some good results, then we might even end up getting a roaster. So stay tuned there. I might even do a podcast on roasting, but let me do my research first. I'll I'll get a whole lot of references and we'll go through some of the things to think about when roasting. As a bit of an exercise to solidify some of that info in my mind before I go trying to roast. Right, so we're a bit over an hour in now. I'm sort of running out of stuff to say and I can hear myself becoming less and less sensible. So I might leave it at that. I had a lot of fun with this podcast. And it's a long time coming relative to the other episodes. It's been probably 2.5 weeks since I did the last one. I was really looking forward to doing it. I've had a great time. And I can't wait to do the next episode now. Hopefully I'll get Ben on. If not the next one, I'll get him on at some point. Because we really need to have another chat about rollerblading together. It was a lot of fun. Another thing that I have planned to do, I don't know if Ben will be present, but I have planned to do a Kung Fu movie episode. I planned that with another friend of ours, Tom. He lives about an hour away, so I've planned one day when he comes up, we're going to have a bit of a dinner and talk about Kung Fu movies. Our group of friends, Tom, Ben, Simon, myself, Clay as well sometimes, we've got some serious experience in watching Kung Fu movies. There's a lot to go into there. I'll just leave that. We'll talk about all that when we get to the episode, but stay tuned. That's an episode I'm really looking forward to recording. Alright, so I'm going to wrap it up. This is the sound of a Rubik's Cube. And this is a song called Rubik's Cube. When I can find it. Have a nice week. Hit me up on Pufferfush. It's been a pleasure talking to myself. My name's Dan, and I'll talk to you next time. Rubik's Cube noises. I wonder if anybody has actually solved the cube to this song. I'd be the first.
Just let it go. Twist it and turn in the colors. edge of horizons that I haven't discovered yet. I'm like a kid who just won't let it go, twisting and turning the colors in rows. I'm so intense upon that one.